This is KUNC. In September of 2013, 4 days of rain led to widespread flooding along the Front Range. More than 1,800 homes were damaged or destroyed, as were roads and bridges. One of the harder hit areas was Jamestown, where one person died. As we look back this week, KUNC's Matt Bloom visited the community to see how the recovery is going.
Jamestown is nestled in the Rocky Mountains about 12 miles northwest of Boulder. The community is divided by the James Creek. Three bridges connect the north and south sides of town.
So this is the Lower Main Street Bridge.
This bridge in particular holds a harrowing memory for resident Tara Schettinger. At the flood's peak, she and a few others were crossing it in a pickup truck on their way to the helicopter evacuation site. Just as they got to the other side, water started rushing over an embankment.
And we started hydroplaning down Main Street. And all the water was going down a driveway into a lower point that would have then taken us into the creek. And somehow David caught his wheels and we were able to make the turn up the hill.
The bridge was severely damaged and the other two were washed away. In the days following, TV news video showed the extent of the devastation.
Rivers of mud and rock destroying the town's infrastructure. And there is no official access between the north and the south side.
In the immediate aftermath, 90% of Jamestown's roughly 300 residents moved away. Tens of thousands of volunteer hours and nearly $30 million later, most of the damage has been fully repaired.
If it happened again, yeah, I think we'd be more prepared.
That's David Mant. He was the one driving the truck when the bridge gave way. Since the flooding, he's become the co-fire chief of the town's volunteer fire department.
We've got a lot of extra resources. We have communications that we have. We have a better tower, a communications tower. We've got, we're in good shape here.
Nearly everything had to be replaced after mud and rocks broke through the back wall of the old firehouse. But Mann says there's still an uneasy feeling among him and his crew. One of the rooms at the firehouse is now occupied by a licensed counselor.
PTSD is one of those words that's thrown around and just is something that, is always, I always tell quite recent, last couple of years, understood as a war thing, but I think it's a valid term for all kinds of trauma. Post-traumatic, as trauma comes in all forms. This was a pretty traumatic thing.
You'll hear the same sentiment from those with ties to Jamestown at the Mercantile, or Merc. It's the only bar and restaurant in town. Singer Kate Farmer grew up here.
We played music here before the flood, so I think that playing music here after it feels kind of similar in a way that other things don't.
Her mom moved away after her home was destroyed and has since come back, like many other residents.
But a lot of people moved away, and the newcomers, from what I understand, are really nice people and everything, but it's different.
Every Thursday night, the Merc's owner, Rainbow Schultz, still cooks a big dinner from scratch.
It's always served as our town meeting place and as somewhere that we gather, before and after funerals or when there's a birth or when there's any town event.
It's also where the Army Corps of Engineers and first responders set up their base camp during the flooding.
There was maps on the walls and the door just stayed open 24 hours a day.
Back then, imagining that the town and the Merc would ever get back to normal seemed impossible.
To have gone through that and to have gotten our town back due to Tara and all the help that she was able to get, we're so much better for it.
In fact, a lot of people credit Tara Schettinger. Not only is she the former mayor of Jamestown, Schettinger is now the flood recovery manager.
I had no idea how long it would take. I've never done something like this before.
Today, the debris is gone, the town's new bridges are higher and stronger, but there are some losses, she says, that can't be rebuilt.
So I think it is something that our community has begun to really put behind us, but it'll never go away. It's a constant reminder. We lost Joe Howlett during the event, and we'll always miss him.
As for the lower Main Street Bridge, it's one of the last things to be completed. In conjunction with a few final road paving projects and home repairs, work is expected to wrap up by November at the latest.
I think the community will be able to relax more when we're finished and not live in this, in the middle of a construction zone anymore. And I think that will just help everybody sort of settle and just, I don't know, feel a sense of peace around where we've been over the last 5 years and be able to look forward again.
I'm Matt Bloom in Jamestown.